But something's gone wrong. You must whip it. No one gets the ray.
You must whip it.
Now whip it in the shape. Shake it up. Get straight. Go forward. We're here. And to the taxi. It's not too late to whip it. Whip it good. Whip it good. Whip it good. Turn me on. I'm fixing to raise some hell. It's time for me to bay the fucking moon. Suck my dick and call me Louie Hooey. Nobody's going to... Everybody's going to see me rock this motherfucker tonight. Show me some love, Melissa, so I can see what the fuck I'm doing. Oh yeah, I'm just on the losing weight, you know. I just got enough to keep my rock and roll humming. I'm ready to get down to this motherfucker.
Once upon a time, I took an airplane. I flew to Washington, D.C. It was a 1 hour and 35 minute trip. I enjoyed myself flying in the air at 35,000 feet. American Transair. American Transair. American Transair. American Transair. The airplane was a fun joyride. It was at an altitude of 35,000 feet. It was a long trip, as a fun flight to speak. American Transair, American Transair, American Transair, American Transair.
With apes as our background, I'm going to welcome you all to the 7th Wesley Willis Podcast. Doing this one a little sooner than I usually do because I don't do this on any specific timeline because I don't care and I do them when I feel like doing it. This is the first edition of the podcast that is finally completely digital. No more cassette tapes. I realized I can just do it with the computer. It's just a matter of getting the right cables and the such. I'm actually somewhat good at this kind of thing. I'm just kind of lazy too. So now we're finally doing it digital. Yay! No more tape. Alright, cool. Well, I'm going to play some tunes. I'm going to rock out. I'm gonna let Wesley keep it going with American Transair.
To shoot your ass down, motherfucker! You are my friend in me. You are on my side. You are my man with the modest touch. You are a singer for voice sprinkler.
Reverend Norrosic! Reverend Norrosic! Reverend Norrosic! Reverend Norrosic!
You are on the road to utopia. You are a rocking lizard. You are a rock and roller. I like the way you sing.
Reverend Norrosic. Reverend Norrosic. Reverend Norrosic.
Reverend Norb must have been very popular with Wesley, as he has not one but two CDs named after him. Reverend Norb 1 and Volume 2. Not too sure if I'm familiar with Boris the Sprinkler, except for when Wesley talks about him. A lot of those bands he talks about a lot, I think, were just local Chicago groups and things like that. Or maybe bands that were kind of big in the mid-late 90s alternative scene. I wasn't too into that. I was a big Nirvana fan back in the day, but that's because I was, you know, 16 when Kurt Cobain killed himself, the perfect age to be a Nirvana fan. Wasn't aware of Wesley at the time, but I did see him one time, believe it or not. I was going to see Dio at the Palladium in Worcester, Massachusetts. And before the show, they played just videos, MTV videos. They didn't play any kind of music over the loudspeakers because they had the video screen. And one video they played was Alanis Morissette by Wesley Willis. And I don't think I discovered him for another 5 years or something like that.
You are a rocking maniac. You are a singing man. You are my great man on the run. You are my friend in the mix.
Reverend Norb Rosick. Reverend Norb Rosick. Reverend Norb Rosick. Reverend Norb Rosick.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Arby's, different is good.
This rock band played at the Empty Bottle. About 270 rock spectators were at the rock show. The rock answer was awesome. It whipped up Will Elk's ass. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. The rock band played it on. The rock band stormed the stage. The crowd roared like a mighty lion. The rock answer whipped up Will Elk's ass. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed.
As any of you who listen to this podcast know, I am a sucker for any song where Wesley doubles his vocals with that higher octave plug-in thing. Fun stuff. I remember back in the old days when I was playing around more with my 4-track, I had a vocal harmonizer, and that's all the damn things were good for, really. Oh, did you notice he says rock spectators, not rock fans? Just a little.
Sure was a binocular blast. A lot of rock spectators met the rock band. The rock dancers was a thrilling terrain. It was a great rock show at the Empty Bottle.
You think they had a thesaurus?
Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed. Cars get crushed.
A thesaurus at Kinko's.
Rock over London. Rock on Chicago. Kinko's. It's the copy center.
Yeah, that makes sense. It says rock spectators because he had the thesaurus at Kinko's that are usually right by the computers, or they used to be.
This band played at the Congress Theater. About 3,000 people were at the rock show. The jam session was awesome. It whipped the horse's ass. 40 million miles. Yes.
Really? The name of the band is 40 Million Miles? I mean, you're not going to get a record contract of any significance with that kind of name. It's a hell of a marketing problem, I'd say. It's kind of funny because you think this might even be made up, because Wesley's got so many of those songs called 10 Years in Prison, 20 Years in Prison, and, you know, 1,000 Days in Prison, things like that, that it almost seems like something he might have put together just to put a song together. But I don't know. Somebody tell me, 40 Million Miles, real band?
They will put pounds on you.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Note how this is not the Rock and Roll McDonald's everybody knows from the Alternative Tentacles Greatest Hits collection. This is another version. It's another one of the Wesley Willis nerds in me. I like to find the alternate versions of songs that are better known. Like, I think I Whoop Batman's Ass. Maybe even Cut the Mullet might be out there with other music. I know Cut the Mullet's out there with different music live, but that's not unusual for Wesley. Seemed like, I never saw him live in concert, but I've seen some videos, I've heard some stuff, and it seems like he would just play stuff he's written recently, and then at the end of the set, Cut the Mullet, Rock and Roll McDonald's, maybe I Whoop Batman's Ass. Crowd pleasers. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Wesley Willis podcast. This is Art Ellis. We're broadcasting out of Vermont. It's been snowing for 2 days. Dark. But it's all right. Keeps all the idiots away. But if you want to give me an email, please do. It's artellis@gmail.com. artellis@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Tell your friends, please.
Hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Wheaties. It's the breakfast of champions.
You talk too much bullcrap. You need to shut the hell up. We're running your mouth. We're running your mouth. We're running your mouth. We're running your mouth. You're causing too much trouble. Somebody's going to beat the shit out of you. You're going to learn a lesson. You're going to get your ass whipped. Quit running your mouth. Quit running your mouth. Quit running your mouth. Quit running your mouth.
One of my favorites. I'm not too sure if I've played this one before on the podcast because I don't keep track of what songs I played. I don't really care to. I want to keep this a little more low-key than that. I don't want to spend too much more time making the show than it takes to play it once or twice. I try to keep myself busy, but not too busy because I don't get paid for this. Not that I would. I wouldn't take money. Just having a bit of fun trying to spread the word. But this is going to be a little shorter show than usual, I think. We're going to run it in about a half hour or something like that. Maybe a couple minutes more. The last podcast was supposed to go up about a day and a half earlier than it did, but my wonderful rural internet connection was being a bitch. Believe it or not, we didn't get anything other than dial-up until late last year here. So there are still parts of the United States that don't have high-speed internet, folks. But there's worse things going on in the world than that. I get to look at cows during the summer. I don't need high-speed internet that badly.
Holy Ghost, you are a nice daddy for goodness sake. What the worship is, what the worship is, what the worship is, what the worship is.
As he said, Walter Willis Shabazz is Wesley's daddy. He's all over the Wesley Willis Joyrides DVD, certain segments, a good amount of time. Definitely a fella on a different wavelength than the rest of us. You can see a lot of Wesley in him. I think Wesley made a little more sense than Walter. But it is kind of interesting because at some point they dig out an acoustic guitar that's hardly out of tune. And then all of a sudden Mr. Shabazz starts playing some pretty neat stuff. So you can see there that there was musical talent within the family. There's also a lot of Ricky in the scenes too. And he's a joyful fellow, we'll say that much. He does seem to be very proud of his brother. Oh, I meant his guitar was hardly in tune. Sorry.
You are my daddy to eternity as I speak. You are my daddy forevermore. the Armageddon forever as the Earth will quakes. Water will ship us. Water will ship us. Water will ship us. Water will ship us. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Go Blitz, it's an incredible bargain store. This is a remix.
Up in Adam, Adam, in, you stupid motherfucker, you!
This band played at the Empty Bottle. About 180 people were at the show. The powerful jam says he whooped the horse's ass. It was a great show.
Swallow, 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 swallow.
The band played it on. The band got down like a magic kiss. The crowd roared like a lion. The jam says he whooped the horse's ass.
Swallow, 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 swallow.
So we're going to play out the rest of Swallow, followed by a cut-off version of Throw Profanity at Me, which is one of my favorites, but I could only find a version that's missing the first bit altogether. And then that'll be it for this one. Another fun Wesley Willis podcast, I hope. And keep them going. Please email me, artellis@gmail.com. And tell your friends it's the Wesley Willis Podcast, wesleywillispodcast.blogger.com. Or just Google it comes up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tell your friends, please.
It was an awesome whooping on a Muse ass. It was a great show at the Empty Bottle.
Swallow, 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 swallow.
Rock over London, rock over Chicago, Diet Pepsi, uh-huh.
My vocals are going haywire.
Terminate my peace diplomacy program. Really kill me so I would never again write another peace response to the suburbs. Throw profanity at me. Throw profanity at me. Throw profanity at me. Throw profanity at me. Guys in front of my friends. Call me a fucking bark like I live on the street. Call me a fucking jerk like I'm a store looter. Call me a fucking asshole like I'm a bank robber. Make me squash the purple CD player. Throw profanity at me. Throw profanity at me. Throw profanity at me. Throw profanity at me.
I wasn't going to say anything else, but I will. Anybody else out there actually listen to Wesley Willis's music just like he listens to any other music? Because I do. In the middle of all kinds of things, I'll play some like hardcore jazz, a little bit of Wesley Willis, some rap, metal, whatever. It's just music to me. Just kind of curious if anybody else does that or if they kind of keep it separate and listen to Wesley when they're listening to Wesley. You know what I mean? That's all. artellis@gmail.com. artellis@gmail.com. And from snowy and cold rural Vermont, I'm going to sign off and let Wesley finish it out. Thanks for tuning in.
passing passes on every CTA by Stroud. Get me arrested and whisked away to jail by the Chicago police. Made my good life a trouble, her right. Keep me from doing my artwork so I can't make a set. Throw graffiti at me. Throw graffiti at me. Throw graffiti at me. Throw graffiti at me. Rock on the London. Rock on Chicago. Kung Foods. It's the low price.